The program's called Military Accessions Vital to the National Interest, or MAVNI. Under it, non-citizens could earn U.S. citizenship quicker in exchange for honorable military service. But over the last few months, advocates say at least 40 have been discharged, many without explanation or written notice. One Burmese recruit who asked to remain unnamed because of immigration concerns learned of his discharge a few weeks ago. He enlisted in the Army through the MAVNI program in 2016 and was still waiting for his background checks to clear.
I did my monthly check-in with my recruiter. He was like, they told me that your records are expired. Everything on you is expired, so they canceled your contract.
The recruit says he was told that his background check was negative, but wasn't given any further details. Margaret Stock, an immigration attorney and retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, says she's been hearing a lot of stories like that.
There's definitely been an uptick. I mean, I would say at least 40 people have contacted my office, but I'm only one lawyer in America, and I'm not the only lawyer everybody's calling.
Stock helped start the MAVNI program after 9/11 to help address a shortage of personnel with certain skills.
There was an effort throughout the U.S. military intelligence communities to try to get more people working for the government who spoke foreign languages. However, the MAVNI program was also expanded at the request of the Department of Defense to include U.S. licensed healthcare professionals because there was a dire shortage of such individuals in the ranks of the military.
But controversy around the MAVNI program dates back to the Obama era. The government has suspended the program several times over concerns about foreign infiltration. Republican Congressman Stephen Russell of Oklahoma sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
You had those that were from countries that, you know, wished to do us harm and continue to attack us or try to infiltrate us through our intelligence, you know, means, whatever that they can acquire.
In 2016, the Pentagon stopped accepting new applicants and began tougher background checks for people who had already applied. But Margaret Stock says those background checks led to a backlog, and she fears the government is trying to fix it now by arbitrarily discharging people. She says she's seen no evidence of serious wrongdoing by MAVNI recruits.
When you talk to the Pentagon, they keep hiding behind classified reports. They say, oh, there's a classified report that is hair-raising, you know. Well, okay, if it's so hair-raising, how come there's no public prosecutions, no public terrorism investigations, no court-martials, no denaturalizations? I mean, there's zero public information to indicate that there's some kind of major risk from this program.
Legal experts say a recent court case bears that out. A reservist challenged his MAVNI discharge, saying his due process rights were violated when he was deemed a security risk. But just before the case was to go to trial, the Army backed down and reinstated him. University of Texas law professor Steve Vladek says that calls into question whether the Army's security concerns had any real basis.
The fact that the response was basically to give up and surrender suggests that there may never have been a reason in the first place.
Other lawsuits are pending, and Vladek says they may push the government to come up with a concrete justification for the discharges. Meanwhile, Congressman Russell, a former Army officer, would prefer to see the program eliminated. He says he supports recruiting immigrants into the military, but says the MAVNI program presents too many obstacles, and the military has other ways to get the people it needs.
We have been briefed that they are meeting all of their skill requirements through other means, that the program is more problem than it's worth. It's not the only means to acquire skill, nor was the military unable to acquire skill before somebody came up with MAVNI.
The Defense Department said in a statement that it's working to complete background investigations for all MAVNI applicants, and that two out of three do eventually make it through the vetting process. This is Carson Frame reporting.